Well, yesterday morning, we heard a little bit from Brian of Aliva. He and his wife, Lauren, in Puerto Vallarta, where things got a little bit crazy here over the weekend. And Brian giving us a good update here now.
Hi, for those that are wondering how things are going in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, Brian and Lauren from Aliva, just letting you know that taxis, buses, and Ubers are all going this afternoon. The planes are coming in like crazy, and they're actually starting school tomorrow. The military came in with a vengeance and showed their presence, and life is coming back to normal. All the resort people came back to work today, so we look forward to doing a small little venture tomorrow, and we look forward to getting home on Friday. Thanks. Godspeed to all.
All right. Thanks, faithful, loyal WIB listeners there, Brian and his wife, Lauren, from Aliva. Frequent contest winners, and speaking of which, it is a Win It Wednesday, your chance to win this morning here on WWIB. Tuesday trivia, the question, what did my daughter and I, one of my daughters and I, got three daughters, Evelyn, Grace, and Elena, and so what did my daughter Elena and I do together recently? And so we've had a lot of guesses yesterday, but no correct answers. All right, well, I am looking for today in history as we move on to the next segment of the morning here, and we settle in for that right now on WWIB. And to tell you, this is the day, you got to go back to like 1964. It was Cassius Clay, as he was known at the time, doing battle with Sonny Liston in a fight that did not last very long at all.
I'm going to play like a
Okay, if we're going to get that, we got to have it at a different deck. And here we go.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
Yeah, so Cassius Clay, I believe a first-round knockout over Sonny Liston. I want to say 1964. And it was after the fight that he went ahead and announced that he was changing his name to Muhammad Ali. Yeah, the next day. The next day, in fact. He was a 7-1 underdog, so a big underdog. And you go back many years, 62 years to 1964 for that. All right. Our devotion this morning, we're turning back to the book we're trying to go through. Yesterday, I just didn't think we had enough time. Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365-day journey for February 25th. Today's reading is Love Shows Up. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Let me highly recommend memorizing those verses. And then verse 8 is just simple. Love never fails. Bob Goff writes, on one of my trips to Africa, I got malaria. There's not a good version of malaria, but I got a really aggressive kind, and it just about killed me. You learn a lot about love when you end up in the hospital. Love brings your favorite breakfast to spare you the stale pancakes, or smuggles a puppy in an oversized purse. Love holds your hand when the doctor finally comes in with the results. Love stays for hours on the faux leather chair next to your hospital bed, maybe overnight if necessary. Great love leaves little doubt because great love shows up. Great love doesn't go away, and it never has an eye on the clock to see when it should call it quits. When you're in need, you learn about great love because you see people go all in to ease the burden a bit. But you don't need an emergency to show great love. We have the opportunity to show up for one another in simpler ways every day. When we drop what we're doing to listen to someone who needs an ear, we show them we're for them. When we honor our neighbors by knowing their names, we tell them they're worth an entire parade. Great love is about consistently showing up, which is both easier and harder than it seems. It's easier because it's something each of us can do. We don't need to come with money for extravagant gifts or publish poems in their honor, but it's harder because it demands our time when we're tired, our homes when we're full, or our attention when all we want to do is retreat. What's your next move? Who could reach out to you? Who could you reach out to? Great love makes itself available time and again. It shows up. Our question, who can you show up for today? Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show begins right now.
Indeed, your chance to score two Mycon Cinemas movie passes. We've been saying highly recommend I Can Only Imagine 2. Maybe that's the movie you'd like to see with a friend if you win these, but you can see any movie you want. 715-723-2555. In order to get the movie tickets, you have to answer our question, which carries over from yesterday.
Yeah, and it's a personal one for me because the question is, what did me and one of my daughters do together recently? What did me and my daughter Elena do? Let us know. 723-2555.
715-723-2555. Guess away. 723-2555. Something Halvo and his daughter Elena did together recently. What could it be? 715-723-2555. Yesterday, we heard from Eau Claire, Augusta, Ernie, Barron, Chippewa Falls, Ladysmith, Alma Center, Osseo, Bloomer, Fall Creek, Stanley, Rice Lake. Didn't get a winner from our guesses from any of those locales, but maybe one of those or a new city will pop up today and figure out what Halvo and his daughter did together recently. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. We'd love to have your guests here on a Win It Wednesday. What's something Halvo and his daughter did together recently? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, Vicky.
What do you think?
You build a snowman?
Build a snowman. You want to build one of those?
Sounds good. Sounds fun. We've done it before, but not recently.
Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. I don't think we'd had a call from Eau Claire yet. And that's our first call
from
Eau Claire.
Is that right? Wow.
715-723-2555. Something Halvo and his daughter did together recently. What was it? 715-723-2555 for two Mycon Cinemas movie passes to see a movie of your choice. We'd highly recommend I Can Only Imagine 2. What did Halvo and his daughter Elena do together recently? Some of the guesses from yesterday, it wasn't ice skating, bowling, roller skating, a daddy-daughter dance, going skiing, volunteering at a food pantry, rock climbing, just a few of the guesses from yesterday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jamie from Mondo.
Hey, Jamie.
What do you think?
Did you go out to dinner?
Go out to dinner.
That's fun. That's something certainly we've done together and as a family, but that's not it, Jamie. Sorry.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, William, what do you think, friend?
Movies.
Movies.
Like watch a movie together.
I think that was guest. They're going to a movie.
Yeah, go to a movie was guest. I'm looking back at the wrong answers here. So, William, do you have a backup guess?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
Concert.
Go to a concert. Okay. Good job having a backup guess. Is that it?
Sorry, William.
It's not it. Nope. Thank you, William. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane from Downsville.
Hey, Diane. What do you think?
Well, the Olympics are just over. I'm going to guess they went curling.
Went curling. That would be... I have not curled for a long time, but it is really fun.
I did do it once at least in Eau Claire, but that is not what we're looking for. That's not it.
Thank you, Diane. 715-723-2555. Three guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. That one won't count because it's a dial tone. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Brady. I'm from Fairchild.
All right, Greg from Fairchild. What do you think?
Did you go shopping?
Go shopping. Was it going shopping, Halvo?
You know, I'm going to say, I mean, I think there was after Sunday dinner a few weeks ago we did. That is not the activity we're looking for, though. Thank you.
So, again, just like being honest, but could be true, just not what we're looking for.
Right,
thank you
right.
for the call. Two more guests left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Vicky from Eau Claire again.
All right, Vicky.
To go sledding.
Is it going sledding?
Yeah,
these sledding. Halvo?
These 61-year-old bones have not been sledding in a while, Vicky, so thank you.
Not sledding. All right, final guess. Otherwise, we'll come back after 7:45 with a clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday? Are you with us? All right, we'll have to go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Megan from Elk Mound.
Megan, go ahead. What do you think?
Played a board game together.
Played a board game together. Halvo, did you play a board game together?
Okay, was that guest earlier? I don't know, but we did not. That's not it.
So. Not playing a board game. All right. Thank you so much for all the calls, and we'll give you another shot, and we will give you a clue coming up as well. Well, this tune will fit in perfectly right as we come up to our weather update here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Stephen Curtis Chapman. Much of You from his All Things New project on WWIB, where we are family. Hopefully, We'll have a winner on a Win It Wednesday. Want to send someone to Mycon Cinemas?
We are the Jacobs family from Eau Claire, and we have cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
It's a Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Havel.
That's right, and we've got a pair of Mycon movie tickets we're eager to try to give away, and it's time for a clue.
Yes, it is. And so, again, to recap the question.
Yeah, the question is, what did my daughter and I do together recently? My daughter, Elena, I've got three wonderful daughters. Elena and I did something together recently. What did we do?
715-723-2555. But what's the clue now as we try to help folks along to win these Mycon Cinemas movie passes?
We've had a lot of great guesses over four rounds over 2 days. But here's the first clue. What we did together was not something we did for fun. It was not an activity we did for fun.
Because people have been saying, like, you know,
right,
going sledding or going to a movie or whatever. But it wasn't one of those things where it's like, wow, this is going to be so fun to go do this.
It was not.
All right. Good morning. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday? Jan from Chippewa, I heard. Go ahead, Jan. What do you think?
Go to church.
Was it go to church?
Is Take that me what back it was? To church. One of our songs. No, that wasn't it. So.
Thank you, Jan. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky's trying hard this morning. What do you think, Vicky?
Did you clean the house?
Clean the house.
Yeah, was you're right. That's not for fun. No, we did not do that.
Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
I'm Sherry from Eau Claire.
Sherry from Eau Claire. What do you think?
I think fix her car.
Fix her car. Okay. So... That's not it. I was just going to say, Havel and I probably have said before, we're not necessarily handy Andys.
No.
We wish we were. We wish we were. Thank you so much.
It was not fixer car. I could tell her a mechanic to go to.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim, what's your guess?
How about worked out in a yard? Picking up branches and stuff.
Okay.
Do some yard work?
Yard work. No, that's not it, Jim. Sorry.
Thank you, Jim. 715-723-2555 for two Mycon Cinemas movie passes. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Jody Walscott from Oliva.
Jody, first of all, what a great cabin fever scream. You set the bar high. Yeah, Way to go, girl.
That was really well done.
I think it could have kept going, but I thought I was using up too much air time. I couldn't believe.
You were just using up a lot of air with that. That was phenomenal.
That was really good.
Anyway, back to your guess. Go ahead.
I'm thinking some good cause, like giving blood.
Oh, giving blood. Yeah, that's okay. A great guess.
Yeah.
And maybe we should do that together, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Jody. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We've got three guesses left. You're number three. Then we'll go two, then one. What do you think?
Jennifer from Altoona. And is it moving?
Is it moving? Okay. Moving together, helping move. Yeah. Is that what it was, Havel?
That's not it. Sorry, Jennifer.
Thank you. Good to hear from the railroaders country. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Terry Fleeger, and I'm calling from Medford, Wisconsin.
From Medford?
And I want to say volunteer for, like, the homeless shelters.
We've had a guest similar to that already, so you can have a backup guest if you
Anything
have
Anything else?
No.
No. All right. Sorry. No problem. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
All right, Vicky. What do you think?
Did you give one of your pets a bath?
Give a pet a bath.
Pet bath. Yeah, that probably could. That's a good idea, buddy. Just a lot of good ideas. That's not it, Vicky.
Not it. All right.
Boy, Joe and Kelly are great folks. Go check out Cabin Coffee, Altoona. What a great place to go. All right, it's Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Time for our second clue.
Yes, so what we've been working on is this question. What did Havel do with his daughter, Elena, recently? What did they do together recently? 715-723-2555. But we stack clues, Havel, so we're on to the second one. And the first one was?
The first one was what we did wasn't something we did for fun.
Okay, so again, a lot of these were like, hey, we went to a movie, went swimming, adopted a pet. It's not something we did for fun.
No.
And now the next clue will say... travel related.
Yes.
Travel related.
It is for sure that, yeah.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. Are you with us? Oh, man. Maybe the clue clue threw them off.
It could, yeah.
715-723-2555. We'd be remiss if we didn't tell you that we're giving away a great prize. Uh-huh. Not one, but two Mikon Cinemas movie passes to see a movie of your choice. You know we're recommending that you go see I Can Only Imagine 2, but whatever you want to see.
Which beat out Crime 101 and Send Help over the weekend. It was third in the nation.
Let's make it keep climbing up at the box office. Good morning. The Wib Wake Up Show. You're on the air with Caleb and Halva. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Julie from Rice Lake. What do you think?
Hi. Did you take your wife to the airport?
Oh, that the both of us took thinking. Yeah, what is Halva actually doing? Yeah, his wife's in Liberia right now. That's not what we did. Sorry.
But a well-deduced guess just wasn't what we were looking for. 715
travel related, right?
Yeah, we always love it when people pay attention to the clues. We're trying to help you. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Terry calling back from Medford. How about seek out a college?
Seek out a college.
Oh, yeah. I think that was guest.
Yeah, we've had visiting a college campus guest. So do you have a backup guest? I know we asked you that last time as well, too. Do you have anything in the back pocket?
Oh, sorry.
No problem. Think about it. Call us back. Good to hear from Medford. 715-723-2555. What's something that Halva and his daughter Elena did together recently? And we've said it's travel related and not something that we're going out doing for fun. Like, oh, this is something we're really looking forward to. Like some of our other guests is about, you know, cooking together, going skiing right, or something like that. But I think travel related is our latest clue.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Eric from Eau Claire.
Eric from Eau Claire. Go ahead.
Changing a car tire on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Sure, I can see how that could be travel-related, right? Changing car tire on the side of the road, is that it, Halva?
That's not it.
But good life skill, right?
But thanks to Senator Jesse James, who helped my wife do that last fall.
So. Jesse James is just, yeah, a man among men. Cool guy. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Olivia from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Olivia.
What do you think?
I think you guys helped somebody move.
Help somebody move. Did you help somebody move?
We did not.
Not it. Thank you, Olivia. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We've got time for three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Diane from Downsville.
Hey, Diane. What do you think?
Did they have a father-daughter date changing the oil in her car?
Okay, so not changing a tire, but changing the oil. Life skills.
It was not that.
715-723-2555. Two guesses left before we push this off another 20-ish minutes. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Go for it.
Take a pet to the vet.
Take a pet to the vet. It rhymes.
We
is
love
it right?
rhyming. We love alliteration. That's not it, friend. Sorry.
Thank you, Bob. All right. Final guess before we again try again after 8:45. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from here on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
Hi, I'm Angie from Thorpe.
Hi, Angie.
And hi. I was wondering maybe if you had to travel to go get some vaccinations or something.
Oh, yeah, because maybe you never know, foreign country. My daughter was in a foreign country recently. She and her sisters went to Italy, but no, it wasn't to go get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. As fun as that is.
Thank you, Angie. Good to hear from Thorpe. We hadn't heard from Cardinal Country yet. So we will come up with another clue and see if we can get a winner on a Win It Wednesday coming up after 8:45. Well, I have a song that I was going to play, and I am still going to play it, but when your three-year-old uses his mom as a proxy to text you and say, could you play Lemonade? You play Lemonade. Buddy, here's Forrest Frank.
The love of God has got me clean. No old spice. That desert I was in was deep. So dry. But now I'm out here feeling free. So fly. I'm chilling in the shade. Life gave me some lemons, but my Jesus, he be making lemonade. Lemonade. My Jesus making lemonade. Lemonade. I wash my worries, wash away.
The Wib Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday, WWIB. For the seventh time over 2 days, we're going to throw out a question and see if we can get an answer and a winner.
A chance to win Mikon Cinemas movie passes. Maybe see I Can Only Imagine 2, maybe another movie of your choice. Mikon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. You can pick the location. You can pick the movie if you win and you get to go with a guest. What did Halva's daughter Elena and he do together recently? Something that they did together, and the clues starting to stack up here late on a Win It Wednesday, Halva.
Yes, we began an hour ago by telling you it was not something we did for fun. like sledding or going to a movie or what have you. And also, earlier this hour, we said it was travel-related, so not for fun, travel-related. And the third clue is, here's the deal. Keeping those in mind, the third one is, we went somewhere to do something. Where did we go and what did we do?
Went somewhere to do something, and again, travel-related and not something went out and did for fun.
Like, no.
Again, we've had guesses about sledding and skiing and going out to eat and things like that, but not something went out to do for fun. What did Havel's daughter Elaine and he do together recently? 715-723-2555. Guess away. No penalty for wrong guesses. Let's see if we can get this solved here on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I got one more guess. My name is Terry from Medford.
Hi, Terry.
A celebration of life. They went traveling and it wasn't fun. So did they go say goodbye to somebody?
Okay, there you go. So again, deducing from the clues, was it a celebration of life?
That was not it, Terry. Sorry, but thanks for trying.
Working so hard there in Medford. Thank you, Terry. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye. We love our Medford listeners.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Phone lines open right now for you to try to win those Mikon Cinemas movie passes if you can figure out what Havel and his daughter Elena did together recently.
Again,
went somewhere to do something.
Yeah, three clues. Not for fun, travel-related. We went somewhere to do something. What was it?
715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sevilla from Blair.
Hey, Sevilla. What do you think?
Did you go to the dentist?
Go to the dentist.
You know, it's funny you say that because ever since we said not for fun, I've been thinking, waiting for somebody to guess that. That's not the right answer, but I can understand why you'd say it.
Thank you, Sevilla. 715-723-2555. Now more folks think they have a guess. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
What do you think?
Did you have to go car shopping because her car broke down?
Go car shopping.
She is looking for a new car. I am helping her with that. We do have a lead on something, but that's not what we had in mind here.
But, I mean, close.
Just, yeah, it was very close.
Yeah, now we're looking. Well, and close in terms of it was something you actually did, I guess.
And travel. Travel, too.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandra calling from Eau Claire.
Hi, Sandra.
What do you think?
Did you go to the post office to renew your passport?
Go to the post office to renew your passport.
Okay, that is the closest so far.
It is not correct.
It's not correct in terms of the place or the item, but
that's the closest. It's kind of a bonus clue that we can say that. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones again. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gene from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Gene.
My guess would be traveling to the Eau Claire Home and Garden Show.
To the Eau Claire Home and Garden Show, is that it?
That's not.
It's not. All right, I think we can sneak in three more guesses if we hurry. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sevilla from Blair again.
Go ahead, Sevilla.
Is it renewing your driver's license?
Is it renewing your driver's license?
So where would you go for that?
The DMV.
Okay, so the DMV. You got the location right, so you just won yourself a We Are Messengers Honest CD we'll have. But we went there to do what? It was not driver's license, but I'll give you another try.
What do you think, Sevilla?
Tied to that, maybe. Something with your license. What?
We knew them, but I already said that. Get them the first time?
Okay, that's not it.
Not it,
so,
Sevilla.
You did win the We Are Messengers CD, so we'll have that at the front desk for you.
But again, Sevilla has the right location.
Yeah, she does.
Absolutely, DMV. So let's see if we can get this solved. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. All right. Well, not there. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Carrie from Augusta.
Carrie, go ahead.
Is it going to the DMV to get a real ID?
Going to the DMV to get a real ID. They have, like, the special markings and stuff, like, on there. Is that what it is?
Good guess, Carrie, because, actually, you know, we had renewed our license. We both have birthdays back-to-back in June, so we renewed the license in June. But, yes, that's it. That's what we did recently. You're the winner.
Well done, Carrie from Augusta. We've got two Mikon Cinemas movie passes. Yes, they went together to get their real ID.
And way to go. Have you done that? Do you have real ID, Carrie?
I do, but we're taking a choir on a trip, and they need to do that as well.
So yeah.
That's why it came to mind.
There you go. Personal experience always helps. Hang on the line, Carrie, and we will get these Mikon Cinemas movie passes into your hands. We don't even have to go to try it again Thursday.